Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Sword dropping trust. God called Gideon to lead Israel to victory over the oppressive Midianites. He told Gideon, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel." Judges chapter 6, verse 14. When Gideon hesitated because he didn't think he had much strength nor influence to raise an army, God assured him of two things: "I am sending you," and "I will be with you." Verses 14 and 16. Gideon's initial recruitment netted him 32,000 soldiers from four tribes, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and the Manassites were called to follow him. And he sent messengers to Asher, to Zebulun, and to Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. Verse 35. God said this large army would be tempted to take the credit for themselves for defeating the Midianites, so God pared down the army to 10,000 men, and then to 300 men. Chapter 7, verses 3 and 6. When God said he would deliver Midian into Gideon's hands, verse 7, he meant it. He would do the delivering, with Gideon's men merely being the instruments he would use. These men would defeat the invaders simply with trumpets and torches. When these 300 men surrounded the Midianite forces during the night, I want you to notice the bracketed phrase in the Amplified Bible. "And the three companies blew the trumpets and shattered the pitchers, holding the torches in their left hand and in their right hand the trumpets to blow, leaving no chance to use swords. And they cried, 'The sword for the Lord and Gideon.'" Chapter 20 out of the Amplified Bible. The Israelites had to leave their swords hanging on their belts to fully obey God. It was only this posture of full obedience that brought the victory. They stood, every man in his place, round about the camp, and all the Midianite army ran. They cried out and fled. When Gideon's men blew the 300 trumpets, the Lord set every Midianite's sword against his comrade and against all the army. Verses 21 and 22. Those who weren't in the 300 were still needed to finalize the pursuit, as they were called up to complete the victory. Verse 23. Perhaps only the 300 had enough faith to not drop their torch and their trumpet and grab their sword. If it seems like God has stripped you of what you considered your source of security, like the swords that hung unused on the belts of Gideon's 300, perhaps that is because he is getting ready to do something that only he can do. Whether you feel well-armed or simply left holding something as simple as a trumpet and a torch, trust God's strength. He can deliver you far better than you can deliver yourself.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.